SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Just 24 hours away, just a few hours away, actually, from 2024. Presidential election scheduled to be held in Ukraine on March 31st. BBC correspondent Steve Rosenberg explains why Moscow is trying to affect the outcome.
I think the Russians want a pro-Moscow, pro-Russia government in Kyiv. That was their aim 2 years ago when they launched the special military operation. The objective hasn't changed. I think Russia wants to force Ukraine back into its orbit. It went badly wrong, but I don't think Vladimir Putin has given up on that idea.
And he adds that Russia also has its own presidential elections, March 15th through the 17th, although there is a little doubt about who will actually win the vote. Also at SRNnews.com, Maine's top election official could be facing impeachment. That in reaction to her decision to remove former President Trump from that state's primary ballot.
GOP State Representative John Andrews calls the decision, but Democratic Secretary of State Shannon Bellows, in his words, hyper-partisanship on full display, and he vows to pursue an impeachment despite a Democrat-controlled legislature. Bellows, for her part, noted she suspended her decision pending an anticipated appeal. Earlier this month, the Colorado Supreme Court removed Mr. Trump from its ballot based on an interpretation of the 14th Amendment. That decision is also on hold due to appeal, each of which is likely to reach the U.S. Supreme Court. George Williams reporting.
Top commander of U.S. Naval Forces in the Middle East says Yemen's Houthi rebels are showing no signs of ending their attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. He does say, though, more nations are joining the International Maritime Mission. This is SRN News. Well, a couple of very popular evangelists doing a little traveling in 2024.
Franklin Graham gets started early with a major gospel festival in Mexico City in mid-February. He's scheduled to lead a similar event in Krakow, Poland in April. Graham's son, Will, has a stadium event lined up for Porto, Portugal the same month. Both men are likely to add some international festivals in coming months. Franklin did five of them in 2023. He's also got a lengthy tour of the Southwest U.S. on tap. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Opponents of Connecticut's policy allowing boys to compete against girls in high school sports will get a second chance to challenge it in court. A federal appeals court in Manhattan reviving the case. Alliance Defending Freedom, which represents the four female athletes who brought the suit, says it looks forward to seeking a ruling on the case's merits. This is SRN News. Venezuela says it will continue to deploy nearly 6,000 troops until a British military vessel sent to neighboring Guyana leaves the waters off the coast of the two South American nations. It is the latest in mounting tensions between Venezuela and the former British colony. Century-old land dispute was recently reignited with the sudden discovery of oil in Guyana. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country will launch three additional spy satellites and build more nuclear weapons. An agency, Central News Agency, says Kim made those comments during a ruling party meeting. Well, the losing streak is finally over for the Detroit Pistons. They defeated the Toronto Raptors Saturday 129-117, ending the streak at 28 games. More details at srnnews.com.